Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel. We're so glad you're here this week. We have got a great guest that's coming up. It's the president of a company called Fox Gloves, and that's at www.foxglovesinc.com. And you are going to enjoy this product. It's a different kind of glove. If you're like me, I have all kinds of gloves. And this is a different kind of glove, the material, and then also what it can do, particularly if you have arthritis and a few other things. She's going to explain where she came from on this idea, what she's doing with it as far as how it helps you out as a community garden volunteer, different links that it has on it. I'm a glove kind of person. I'm just really picky what I touch. But I'm that way in life, period. I mean, I'm one of those that travel around with the handy wipes in the trunk of the car, and I have for many years. I've been in financing 20 years, and hopefully we'll be able to get back into some of that. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see. But bottom line, I always have handy wipes inside my car because you don't know where people's hands have been or whatever. I think the Queen of England's got it right. She always has gloves on, and it's because she keeps off the germs. And that's the main thing that you want to watch out for in life is making sure that you're going to be germ-free. So it's going to be a very exciting interview that's going to be coming up, and just hold on tight, and we'll be at that soon here in a couple of minutes. There's a lot of things going on with community gardeners right now. They are cleaning out their community garden spots. They're getting their information of how they can do their different plots. So do read the rules and restrictions because some of them, like in New York, they have had to change some of their rules. So do be aware of what the changes are. Also, there are some developments that have happened in some of the towns that they've gotten rid of some of those community gardens. Find out what the new places are that you can go to. I know that our town, what they're trying to do is put together some kind of group that can pay for a possible director to be over the community gardens and then add some more. Some of the gardens have seen that the need is so great, and we say that all the time, so great to be able to give some of the food that you have left over to your food pantry and your food banks. They are so appreciative. I know they are in our town, and we hear across America that as soon as that fresh fruit and vegetables are donated, that they are the first things that go. So if you do have some extra fruits and vegetables in your community garden and your folks, don't grab at it, some people do a communal basket or something that you can pick out, what you want, then do donate that to the food pantry and food bank because the need is just so great. So also there's, I saw in, I think it was in the Eating Well magazine, that's where I found the information about our guest today. There are different salad franchises that are out and around now. There were years ago, but now there's a whole new fresh batch of people coming out. And just like I told you about the Farmer's Fridge that's just starting out from Chicago area, and they are bleeding down to Indianapolis, thank goodness, where you have vending machine salads. Yes, vending machine salads. Oh, I think that's a hoot. So we're going to keep you posted on those things and how they're evolving because a lot of this stuff has to do with venture capital for them to be able to expand, and we want to see how well they're doing and also what markets they're going into. So we'll keep you posted on that. We're going to go ahead and come right back here in a moment. We've got the special guests here already on listening to the show, and we want to make sure we get to them because bottom line, this product is going to blow your mind. It's a wonderful product. It's been out for a while, but I happen to see it in one of the magazines. That's why I scour the magazines to see what's going on out there. And the catalog, we've got so many catalogs. I'm telling you, we've got catalogs from everybody. So, but this is a neat product, and we want to make sure that you have the opportunity of hearing about it. So we're going to be right back. This is Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel, and I'm so glad you're here today. We'll be right back in a second.
Thank you.
This is Community Garden Revolution. My name is Mary Huckel, and we've got today the president and the founder. She's the designer of a company called FoxGlovesINC.com. That's www.FoxGlovesINC.com. And you can call them for any kind of orders. We're going to give it to you every so often, 888-322-4450. That's 888-322-4450. And Harriet, I see that you're online. Are you around?
I'm here. Hi.
That's great.
Can you hear me okay?
Harriet, give us how you say your last name, please. So it's Harriet. I'm not going to even go for it. How do you say your name, please?
My last name is Zbykowski. It's very American, but Zbykowski would be more Slavic. Polish.
There you are. Hey, yep. Slavic. That's cool. Yeah,
thanks.
We get people from all kinds of different places, and you just never know. So,
and so I've
learned with like one particular company, which is now one of my favorite seed companies. At first, I mean, for a whole 6 months, I used to slaughter her, like her company name.
Oh.
So I didn't even hit it anymore. But now I'm good at it. So,
uh-huh.
And we've been together for a few years. But anyway, I was so enamored by your posting, or maybe it was there as the magazine, was a mention about your company, and it was in the Eating Well May edition of the magazine. And
uh-huh.
I'm a person that I'm telling you, if it's a different kind of glove or what that, I've gotten it from Lowe's, you know. So what I was really intrigued by is the material that you have it as, and then also the healthy parts that you've done with it. How you help people like with arthritis and different
yes.
things that we'll mention to people. So if
yep.
you could tell us first, you know, how you got started, you know, did you wake up one day and say, hey, I think I'm going to do gloves? What went on there, Harriet?
No, it took several wake-ups to do that. When I was in my 20s, I gardened professionally, and my friends and I used to go to thrift shops and tag sales, and we'd buy old dress gloves. So in the old days, gloves were sized just like shoes. Full size, half size, and in the old days they were mostly made out of cotton. So when cotton got wet, it just stayed wet, and dirt would migrate right through it. They were good, but they weren't great. So
right.
Time went by. I worked in the nursery industry for a number of years, and in my mid 30s, I decided I'd go off to graduate school and get my master's in landscape architecture at Cornell University.
Oh, that's a good
so,
school.
Yeah, so I decided to do that, and then halfway through the program, I was like, oh, you know, what am I going to do? I'm going to go work in a big company, you know, big firm in a city somewhere. I'm not a city gal, so I decided I would look for a caretaking situation in the Hudson Valley, and I found one, and I moved down here, and I met a woman who's in the fashion industry in New York City, and we became friends, and I told her about my glove idea. And she mentored me through bringing a product to market. So
oh,
I went
how
to DuPont.
About it?
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, you know, life leads you different ways, you know, your path through life.
You know, you're lucky because sometimes women in fashion, because I was in financing for 20 years. Now we're trying to get back into it because I had a few years off for a medical thing. And before then, when I was younger, you know, you have to do this when you're younger. I was in retail for 20 years. Seven of it, yeah, I owned my own and traveled around with some weaving things I did. And in fashion, I found out because we had trunk shows every so often, you know, Calvin Klein's people came or Ralph Lauren or whoever.
Uh-huh.
And Gloria Vanderbilt even came. And so a lot of women don't help each other. So that's kind of interesting
right.
that someone mentored you and then allowed
yes.
you to do this product. I think
yes.
that's fabulous. You are so lucky, gal. You don't know how lucky you are. so tell us about what's intriguing. Again, you have different sizes of gloves. I mean, you've got the original, the grip, the gauntlet, the works. But you have gloves that help out, and I think this is so interesting. Can you tell them, you know, how is it that your glove can help out with, you know, whether you've got arthritis, some other kind of conditions, or can you explain that to people, how that helps them out,
sure.
please? Is it kind of like a compression
sure.
kind of glove feel? Or
sure, sure. I started I had my first sample run in the fall of 99, so next year will be our 20th year in business. I went to the DuPont
Wow.
Fabric Library. I looked at different fabrics. I got samples, and I basically wrapped the fabric around my finger and went out and rubbed it on a brick or a rock, you know, and just to see which one would hold up the best. And this fabric that I chose, Supplex Nylon and Lycra Spandex, has a four-way stretch. Feels cottony soft, but because it's a nylon, very durable, very abrasion resistant. In the garden, the tight knit keeps the dirt out. Also, at the molecular level, nylon is negatively charged, so it naturally repels things. That's why it gives you great sun protection. There is a compression factor of about 10 to 12 milliliters of mercury, so a lightweight compression. And over the years of making foxgloves, women wrote to me and said, I love foxgloves. I'm not a gardener. I have arthritis, scleroderma, peripheral neuropathy in my hands as a side effect of chemotherapy or MS, vitiligo. So different types of hand health issues, eczema. And it took the recession for us to say, you know, here's another niche market of glove wearers that, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes if you say, well, it's a garden glove, but it also helps your hands, people get confused. So mm-hmm. in 2011, I think we introduced our line of gloves called Protex gloves. So the same fabric, mm-hmm. but we do some different permutations. We make it fingerless, that sort of thing. So it's been
Hey,
a
so
real...
that's in like a health there's different things online because I help out with a parent at that age where, you know, now the rules are changing. And have you ever thought about selling that part of the business online with some of these health companies? Because the need, as you said, like with the chemo and that kind of thing and the neuropathy, those are muchly needed in today's world.
Yeah.
I don't know why all of a sudden in today's world, but much needed.
Yes, yes. We do have some wholesale accounts that sell our gloves. Most of our focus, the big focus is sun protection. But again, mm-hmm. what I'm so happy is when somebody buys our gloves and then they come back and they buy them again. So that means that they are getting relief or, you know, feeling
right.
better wearing our gloves. So so little by little, and we do, you know, we do some advertising, and I do some hand therapy conferences, dermatology conferences, that sort of thing as well. So,
oh,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, been,
yeah, I have a dermatologist because I got the we've had a garden for decades. We just
uh-huh.
found some old pictures, as a matter of fact. And so then I also for 10 years had a lawn business where we did some
oh.
commercial and mostly houses or investment houses. And so unfortunately or fortunately, because I'm freckled skin and whatever that, I love the sun does not love me kind of thing. And I got a little bit of a skin cancer on the front of my
oh.
face. And so I'm much better off now, much better after some surgeries later. But I was lucky. But the need is so great for people, whether they're doing something with their hands, you've got
yep.
sun hats also. It's
yep.
very important to protect yourself. And I know with gloves, we have like a little plastic bag of gloves that we just put gloves in all the time. And you were talking about how the cotton gloves absorb a lot of wetness and whatever. And sometimes a person like myself, we may change our gloves two or three times just to make
yep.
sure that we can still function.
Yep.
Pulling weeds or pulling the things out of the ground because the gloves get too too messy.
Yep.
So
yep.
On there, basically, the e-gloves, can you tell me what all that means? And also, I thought that was interesting. You have the touch screen gloves, and then you've got your rugged gloves, your sun and skin protection hats. Then
yep.
you again, what's the e-gloves all about?
The e-glove relates to email, so or electronic glove. So the palm on that glove has a black diamond grid pattern on it, and the black print is a carbon-based paint. So that is meant to work with a touchscreen surface. And
cool.
so not necessarily for the gardener. We do have some urban folks who wear the gloves in the subway for germ protection, you know, scientists
oh,
in the
yeah.
field, bird watchers. Yeah, yeah. So And we've had requests for that. So we're trying to reach perhaps a more, like I said, more urban audience.
I think the Queen of England, like I said earlier in my show, I think she has the right idea because people say, how come she wears gloves all the time? It's because of the germs.
Yes.
That's why she does. She shakes so many hands that she wears the gloves to make sure that she's going to be germ-free as
very
possible.
Smart.
I like the idea.
yep, definitely.
I've been in financing 20 years, and I'm slowly getting back into it. And I've always had handy wipes in the back of my trunk of the car because I don't know, they're great to their client, or maybe they weren't a client or whatever, but I didn't know where their hands were. So I went ahead and I always had, shook the hands and was so glad to, whatever. But then in the end, as they traced off the car, I always made sure I washed my hands.
Uh-huh. So,
definitely. So I put gloves.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So basically, where is it that people can, get these gloves? I mean, is it something that either they can sell in their stores? Is it something that's on catalogs? You've got a listing of stores on the website. Give them an idea of where it is they can find these.
Well, if you go to our website, we do have a store locator, and we'll search via zip code. We do a lot of business through our own website. There's a company called Lee Valley up in Canada. They sell our product in Canada. I have to say that when the economy crashed, we lost half our wholesale accounts. Started calling around, and I had one guy say to me, well, the only thing wrong with your gloves is they last too long.
That's
so cool. I was like, okay.
Oh, my God. That was a retailer, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And,
funny. For us, we always look for quality, and that's what I saw immediately. I didn't even really look at the little mention they had on there on eating well, the May issue, and I was like, that's quality. And I have to call it because, bottom line, the companies I work with, basically they're quality oriented, and I don't bother them too much. They don't bother me, and so we work along real well. It's now 5 years, and so it's hard to find quality because we've got things that from Lowe's or Menards or what that maybe we got them for the price of because we knew that we were going to mess them all up. We just knew.
Right.
And when we washed them out, then they came out decently. But there's others that stay there forever. I want to say it's Tilex, Stylex or whoever. But and they work really well. But they were for certain things. But people have to realize that if you invest well and keep it, the quality stays around for a long time, and you can always go to them and know it's going to work. The other stuff you don't know, because I know there's other companies out there in the Midwest, and you're kind of like, I don't know, but hey, they're a company. But so what's on your radar as far as like what other things that people want to do with gloves, or what do you think that you're going to be doing?
Well, our gloves have been discovered by Broadway costumers. So the gloves have been in Wicked, Spider-Man on Broadway, Cats, The Lion King. Those are and I think Frozen.
Wow.
Early.
How cool. I'm telling you how cool.
Yep.
And you got to pinch yourself, right?
It is. It's been a great adventure. Yes. Definitely.
Wow, that is absolutely awesome. Awesome.
Yep.
And I'm glad that people are thinking more about gloves now. There was a period there where we didn't. And it concerned me because gloves had such a, part of our history and then also part of what you do with your life every so often, like Easter or whatever. But with gloves in a garden, you have to have that in today's world. And I always tell people, you can't assume when you get to dirt, you need to go ahead and get that tested. Because you don't know. I mean, we looked at a piece of property one time to purchase, and good thing we had it tested because, bottom line, it had some bad stuff in it. And in the end, we didn't get it, but it would cost too much money to, take all that stuff out. But you cannot assume, even though it's inside towns or outside in the country, get the soil tested. Because in today's world, and we're finding this, not all of our parks, but some of our parks, they're finding, needles or sharp glass. They're finding chemicals from all kinds of whatever, whoever's, you know, whatever.
Yeah. definitely.
So it's a little different than it used to be, but always make sure that you're safe. The health industry would love your gloves for the part of helping with chemo people, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and neuropathy for sure. Because, again, I mean, I'm just going by what I see on my Facebook contacts. The people that have these things coming up, gal, I'm like, okay, now this has been around for years. How come all of a sudden now it's out unless people are just more open about it maybe? I don't know,
mm-hmm.
But gloves, you should always wear gloves. I can't think, you know, it concerns me when someone doesn't wear gloves. But there are a lot of people that do.
Right.
And I understand what you're saying with the market crash. I was in financing, gal. Boy, don't you know that was a long year.
Yeah, for sure.
2009, I did not have a single deal to close, not a single
mm-hmm.
deal. And I had deals that if it was X amount of months beforehand, even if the person was dead, it would close. You know what I'm saying? So I'm familiar with what you're saying. You have to rethink yourself, reinvent yourself, and that's what I'm doing coming out of my medical thing that I've had for a little bit and going to redo that. I started this show because my doctor said, be sure you get rid of people that are toxic, get rid of toxic things on TV, and do something positive. And so I decided to do something with flowers and ended up at the American Community Gardening Association. I said, can I help you out? And they said, okay. They said, but we're mostly vegetables and fruits. And I said, okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Right. Yeah.
So they're coming to Indianapolis for their 40th anniversary annual conference, and I'm so excited, and so we're trying to reach different companies to give them a shout out there and let people know about community gardens. So I'm really excited. Hope that gives them a good push in our nation.
Excellent.
So what else do you think that would be exciting to tell people about your website? You've got a very colorful one, very lots of pictures to it, and yes, ma'am. I know how it is. I'm going through the part of starting a new website area because I just wasn't good at it. You know what I'm saying? The pictures I put up.
I had to hire someone.
Notch it up.
One of the things I have to say about my gloves is that women love them, and I've had so many women say to me, you know, I could never keep a glove on, you know, going back to keep wearing gloves, I could never keep a glove on because always gloves end up being too big or ill-fitting, and you go to do some fine task, and, you know, off come your gloves, and then your hands are dirty. And
mm-hmm.
people say to me time and time again, you know, these are great because my hands don't get dirty. And then a friend of mine told me she was at a nursery once, and she saw these bright colored gloves, fox gloves, kind of wedged into the tailgate of a pickup truck. And she waited till the person came out. She said, aren't you afraid your gloves are going to blow away? And she's like, oh, no, when I'm done, I garden professionally, when I'm done at one client's house, I wash them off, and then I wedge them in here, and by the time I drive to the next place, they're dry.
Oh, how funny.
So, how funny. Yep.
What people do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just be creative. But if you think outside the box and not be afraid
exactly.
of that is too funny. That is awesome.
Yep.
That's not like something I would do.
It was very cute. Yeah. All our gloves are fully synthetic, so all are fully washable. And I do encourage people, a clean glove's going to last a long time. A dirty glove's going to wear out faster. And I've had some people say, "Oh, I never wash my gloves," and I'm like horrified because dirt or soil wears down metal tools over time. So, of course, it's going to wear down, a glove.
We always make sure our tools are clean, always, 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 because my mom told me that as long as you have the right tools around you, you can do a lot of things in life. You can do about everything you want to do. And that's why we always make sure we have the right tools around us or our family to make sure that they can function correctly. So, no, we always wash. I call myself a little germaphobic, and I don't care. But bottom line, you just have to watch it today's world. And dirt particularly, because I know in our town they've done testing and they found, problems with the mercury and whatever they and lead is a big thing in our town, lead. And you cannot assume because, again, we do things with real estate or something. And by assuming, oh, it's in this kind of neighborhood or that kind of land, or you don't know what was there 150 years ago.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to really be careful. And, again, you don't know who has walked by and thrown something on the ground or sprayed something on the ground, which is very important. You don't know what a person has walked through your alley or maybe, you know, walked on your sidewalk or out in your country. You don't know who's passed your land when you were gone. You just got to be so very careful in today's world and do wear gloves. It may seem germophobic to other people. To me, it's just normal business. But in today's world, and I guess because I've been around a lot of different kind of houses, you just have to be so careful because you don't know what germs, what disease, what situations out there. I'm familiar with the superbug that's coming through America now. I get a lot of newsletters and stuff, and that concerns me for the ERs and the surgery centers of this year.
Yeah.
You all have, I think you're the biggest area in New York that has the superbug right now. And 2 years ago, I remember getting a newsletter about the flu strain. So we had rescheduled a surgery because I was like, I don't think so. And I was glad I did it that way. So just be careful. It's 2019, but folks, I'm telling you, you just cannot be too careful. It only takes 1 second to change your life. So,
yes.
Well, I'm so delighted to have you aboard here today. It is my honor, and as the people that are listening, they know, too, that we send it out to all kinds of people for national media to hopefully see if someone would get an interview or replay some parts of the programming. And, of course,
great.
They will mention you in our digital magazine, Community Garden Magazine, and I send a copy to you, you know, each time. And we appreciate it and hope good things for you. I think you've got a quality product, and to be able to get the mentoring that you did from the New York gal, I'm stunned, to be honest with you, because I guess I've been around retail and designer situations in my life, and that was great for someone to take you underneath their wings and do that for you. That was just top of the
line.
She's
a wonderful, she's a wonderful woman. She actually has some horses, Morgan horses, and I used to work with Morgan horses when I was younger. And it turns out that I used to work with, or I took care of one of her horses' grandmother.
Oh my gosh!
That small world kind of thing.
Small world.
So, small world. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's funny.
Yeah. So the gloves.
Well,
I mean, it's been a great adventure.
Thank you so very much, Gal.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They've made their way around the world as hostess gifts, and we now have distribution in Europe and in Japan, Australia, Mexico.
Oh, congratulations.
Canada. Yeah.
Be sure to sell for sure those places. That's awesome,
yes.
Lady. Gosh,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hear it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, superb.
So
I appreciate you coming aboard, and we thank you, folks. I hope that you go to www.foxglovesinc.com. That's foxglovesinc.com. The phone number is 888-322-4450. You'll see it on the show information part of the page if you go to the Blog Talk Radio site. We're on Spreaker.com. We'll be getting that uploaded soon in a few days here. And then, of course, we do send it out on a tweet. We've got Community Garden Magazine. We do send that out as a tweet to various media and sites and so on like that, and I'm hoping that some catalogs will pick you up, I hope. We deal with some catalogs, so I'm hoping that somebody will say, oh, that's a smart idea.
Excellent. Yes,
so,
definitely.
That's right. Well, thank you so very much, Harriet. We appreciate you being
you,
on the show today. And, folks, you are listening to Community Garden Revolution. I'm always glad you're here. My name is Mary Huckel. Have a great Community Garden Day.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ms. Harriet. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary. Can I send you a pair of gloves?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. That'd be superb. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Sure.
I've got five fingers on one side and five fingers on the other. Yeah, that'd be great.
You qualify.
Yeah, that'd be superb. I appreciate it. And I do send it on to different tweets to, you know, national people like the Chicago Tribune and, you know, that kind of stuff and whatever, Wall Street Journal. But NPR Radio, for sure, I send stuff like them. And it's up to them. One of my sites got a 15-minute thing on the Travel Channel. Two or three others have gotten little interviews. I don't know about anybody else or whatever, but I just send the information, and however it happens is how it happens, and I'm hoping that someone picks you up.
Cool. Excellent.
It's my honor and pleasure, and go ahead.
Well, where should I send these gloves to?
Okay. After the show, what I do is I download it, and then I send it to you, and then on there it'll have my address on there, and that's wonderful.
Oh, okay. Okay. And
yeah, because see, we're still technically recording on this one.
Are?
I don't do editing on it because I just go ahead and send it in. And usually, what I should have done is say, "Hey, if you call ahead of time before the show, we can chit chat about whatever." At the end of the part, they're still listening to this, and but it gives them another side of how people are. We're the same way we were on the show.
Yeah. Well, so, what about color and size?
Okay, let's see, color, I'm open to whatever it is you want to get rid of.
Okay.
And size, I'm probably a medium size or large, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
what size shoe do you wear?
Let's say large, just be careful, yeah.
What size shoe do you wear?
I wear 9.
Oh, okay.
Usually
okay.
It's 8.5 narrow, but 9, because
okay.
It's been 9 medium lately.
Okay.
For some medical things, I had to take care of some medical things, and so I've been not bedridden, but you know, a little bit dormant for a little bit, and I do move around, but so we're slowly this year, hopefully getting back into financing.
You're like a plant. You've been a little dormant.
I've been a little dormant. Yeah, yeah. I really enjoy helping out the community garden, American Community Gardening Association, because it gives us something positive. And I tweet every so often with Sonny Perdue there at USDA because we use some of his information for the show, and then also for the magazine. And so I try to give him ideas about whatever. We still haven't gotten grants for the gardening, but we've gotten more grants for urban farms. So that's good. Yay for us! But
yeah,
by the community gardens. So, so that's been interesting. But they're open to talking to you, and it's been a great experience. So, and I've talked to greenhouse companies from Canada, from England. They actually work with Prince Charles, and then we've had some things with Singapore back and forth on some things, and some people that from Florida do sell to those folks in Singapore. So it's been very interesting to have met. It's just been a hoot.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get eventually on Roku. We just, you know, it takes time, money, and energy. And but we'll hopefully get there someday and then be able to recontact folks and say, hey, if you got something for a half hour to send in or an hour, we love to play it. So who knows?
Cool.
We've got the we've got the technical people behind us. We just got to get there. So I'm hoping by getting back in financing, then I can get a little more funding in what's going on. So, but the market, I'm telling you now, Harriet, the market's kind of crazy right now. So it's soft in certain areas, but it's going fantastically fast in other areas. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Yeah, the other one, you can kind of tell something was going to happen. But you just didn't know what, because our nation has not been through all that. But you could tell. You could really tell. Now, this is another, you could tell something, but don't know, because the auto finance industry is what is the one that's having problems with financing right now.
Oh.
So that's going to be interesting. Yeah.
Huh.
So.
Well,
so, all right, gal. Well, appreciate
it. Great talking with you. Yeah.
I'll keep you posted in what we do to get things or information out for you. And, again, I hope some of these catalogs do pick you up. I sure do, particularly Baker Creek
Wonderful.
Heirloom Seed Company. You never know about Annie's and Burpee and Keats. Kitazawa is the one, Kitazawa, and she's there in Oakland, but she does a lot of Asian company stuff, Asian stuff. She's cool. Just Maya, she's just cool. So,
Excellent.
All right, well, thank you so very much. My honor and pleasure. And
you
have a great day,
care.
And thank you,
you
so
too.
Very much for being a part of my program. I sure do appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary.
Cheers.
You take care. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll keep in touch. I'll have you on my list to call you back in a year or two and do another interview.
Okay, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, we're expanding. We're going to be doing an hour show coming up. I've already signed up for it, but I haven't gotten the blocking out yet and then who to ask when and where and what. So I'll put you on my list.
Great. Excellent. Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
The All-American Selections people are on board. We did a lot of interviews with them last year. And I've got some gals that do sites that are on the web, and they do little email letter subscription stuff. I think one gal is called Food Babe, and so everybody's called something different, and so we'd like to include them in too, and so we're just waiting for the opportunity for me to get the clock done, and then how I want to set the show up and then do it. So, and I wanted to include some music like the American Bluegrass Museum from Owensboro, Kentucky, but then I like jazz, so I don't know, and we may not do that. I don't know yet. So as soon as I get the clock done and then get ready to roll, then that's what I'm going to do. So yes, I will put you on the list, and I appreciate that.
Okay, great, excellent. Thank you so much. Great talking with you. Okay,
take
bye
care now.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.